Hi there. The word for you today is on the benefits of struggle. James 1 verse 4, the Amplified Bible, the Apostle writes, that you may be fully developed. Overcoming obstacles is what develops in us the qualities needed to fulfill God's will for our lives. The truth is, it can't happen any other way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul spells out the benefits of going through hard times. Yep, there are actually benefits. Let's take a moment and look at some of them, three in particular. Number 1, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 4, Paul writes, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. You know, when people know you're qualified to speak, they listen. Otherwise, they politely tune you out. Built into every problem that forces you to grow are also the answers those around you need. When you can say, I've been there, people respect you and pay attention. In other words, experience is one of your greatest assets, and God will use it. Number 2, Paul writes 2 Corinthians 1 verse 9 that we would not trust in ourselves. Anything that causes us to turn to God and lean harder on Him is an asset, not a liability. It's when we lose a job, a marriage, a loved one, our health, or our peace of mind that we turn to God and discover what He can do, and what He can do is amazing. Third thing Paul writes about the benefits of struggle, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 11, is that thanks may be given. Do you remember what your life was like before you met the Lord? Apparently, the psalmist David did, and he wrote in Psalm 40 verse 2, and this is my testimony. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. How about that? Come on, lift up your voice and begin to praise God for what He has done for you. After all, where would you be without Him? It doesn't bear thinking about.